Yes?
Mr. President, Mr. Bundy asking for you on 9-0.
Turns up on my desk just after we finished talking a draft message from you to the King of Laos. I don't believe there's any plus in your being deeply in Laos in a press conference, but there is. This is a perfectly good message, and unless you want to see it yourself, I would clear it. We might look and see whether you want to mention it tomorrow.
No, I don't care about saying. What are we saying to them?
Joe, we just said
bring them together.
We care about the maintenance of the independence of Laos and the Geneva Agreements, and we assure him of our continuing support to his efforts for peace, prosperity, and so forth. It's Lao Constitution Day is the reason for it, which is May 11th.
Long send it, and then we'll give it to George. And
all right, see if there's any money in it. Right.
Find anything else you can.
Right. One other thing I should have mentioned is that we've had quite a time with Lodge and his precedents vis-a-vis Harkins, but I won't bother you with it except to say McNamara and Rusk are handling it.
And which one outranks?
Well, Harkins has a directive that says he has a perfect right. He has a right to do his business with Khan, and Lodge feels that this makes it a little bit unclear who's in charge there. We think this is an offshoot of a certain temperamental difference between Lodge and Harkins. We'll know more about it after the expedition. He hasn't written to you. He's very carefully written personally to Rusk, and I think there's every advantage in your not being in it at this stage.
Okay. All right.